9. Ninette de Valois. Dame Ninette established ballet in a Britain that had no ballet tradition. Her Royal Ballet School became the cradle of an English ballet style, and her dance company evolved into the renowned Royal Ballet of Covent Garden. Ninette de Valois was the stage name of Idris Danu, born into an Anglo-Irish military family in County Wicklow, Ireland, June 6, 1898. The family moved to England when she was 7, and at age 13, she was performing in Lilas Field's Wonder Children in commercial theater. She went on to ballet, performed at seaside resorts when she was a teenager, and danced the Dying Swan on every pier in England, she said. At the time, ballet in Britain was just a novelty turn in the variety theaters. De Valois took lessons from Italian dance master Enrico Cecchetti and joined Degilo's Ballet Russian Company for 2 years. She gave up dancing at 26 when she learned she had been struggling with effects of undiagnosed childhood polio. It was no tragedy, she said. It wasn't that great. In 1926, De Valois opened her London Academy of Choreographic Art and formed a small group of dancers. She began a collaboration with Lillian Bayliss at the Old Vic Theatre, teaching movement to the actors and giving ballet performances. In 1931, she moved to Bayliss's second theatre, Sadler's Wells, persuaded Frederick Ashton from the Marie Rambert Ballet Company to join her company as a choreographer. It grew steadily and became the Sadler's Wells Ballet. She was strict, imperious, and did not accept laziness or competence in her dancers. If she walked into a classroom, our backs would stiffen and our knees would start to shake. A word from her could make or break you, a former student said. She was made a dame, the equivalent of a knight, in 1951, and France made her Chevalier of the Legion of d'Honneur in 1950. In 1980, Queen Elizabeth II made her a member of the exclusive Order of the Companions of Honor for men and women who have done conspicuous national service.